Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Boy, God's word. And he'll do anything he can to do it. And he's muddying the waters, confusing Christians. But God says that he will preserve his word. So whenever they compare yourself to the real stuff, we know it's God. The next reason I believe that the King James Bible is the word of God, because in the time of history which it was translated, we kind of hit this before, but it was translated during the Philadelphia church age. The Philadelphia church age. And what did God say about that? He said that that was going to be the church that keeps his word. That's what he said about the Philadelphia church age. If you look at that, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14-22. So, all these new versions are translated during the lukewarm church period. We don't want the word of God coming from translators during the lukewarm church period. It says, the open public denials of God's word and deity was practically unheard of among ministers during the time of the King James translation. It wasn't until the 20th century that professing Christianity became flooded with lukewarm preachers who would be willing to compromise the word of God for self-gain. The greatest missionary work in the church history occurred between 1700 and 1900. So it makes perfect sense that God will have a Bible ready for this great work. And he did. That was the King James Bible. During the time that it was translated. That is so good. The next thing, here's another one. Another reason I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God is this, pretty simple. Because no one has ever proven that the King James is not God's word. There's been people saying that they found errors, but each error has been proven when you study and compare scripture with scriptures that there are no errors. But we can pick apart a new version in a matter of minutes. I have floods of verses that will show you what these new versions are leaving out. And that was the scripture that we read at the beginning, that they're taken away from God's word. They're removing the deity of Jesus Christ. Even the example that we gave, how they attacked the virgin birth of Jesus Christ when they called Joseph Jesus' father. To me, that was blasphemy. Whoever came, that should have been, you know, whew, that was terrible. Then we talked about the Lord's Prayer in Luke, how they remove in heaven, making you're praying to somebody that wasn't even in heaven. Wow. So all these things are huge. So nobody ever proven that the King James is not the Word of God. And here's the sad part, is many started with this, but they made a switch. If God's Word was perfect, and you got saved under God's word, why did you switch? Are you smarter now? That's a question. I think not. Now, the next one. Here's the last one. I didn't think I was going to get through this night. Here's the next one. Here's, I think, the number one reason why I believe the King James Bible is the word of God. Is because it exalts the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 5 verse 39 says this. John chapter 5 verse 39. It says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are which testify of me. A real Bible will testify of the Lord Jesus Christ. The true Word of God will always, always exalt Jesus Christ. And it will never attack His deity, His virgin.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.